today?
Yeah, obviously we came out to with a plan, and we worked hard, and we went in at the end of the first period 1-0 up, and we were pleased with our performance. Took our foot off the gas a little bit in the second period, and my guys worked all the way through as hard as they could, and have outplayed a great game at the back, and as a team we were looking strong. We looked a bit tired at times, but again we've not played for a while. And then it was a PP goal. You know, I think that was just the chance to go ahead. We were really unlucky as well. There was about 6 seconds left on the PP, and that puck just coughed up, empty net to Fico, puts it in. You know, it's just really, really bad bounce for us. But you know, starting the period again on a penalty kill again didn't particularly help us. But the good thing was that the goal got scored quite early in the period, so there was about still another 19 minutes to go. So we were quite pleased, and we thought we still had a chance. And hockey is one of those games where you can obviously get lots of chances right the way up to the last buzzer. And you know, when you head into it, and we managed to get a timeout, pull the goalie, 49 seconds left, for them to ice the puck down, and there's still 39 seconds. You expect the standard of officiating to play an icing. It's the simplest call that they play. You play the icing, you get back down the other end, and we get a chance to set. We've been working all week, the last couple of weeks, specifically on our power play and our 6-on-5 when we have to pull the goalie, so we've got everything ready. But to have that taken away from us, it just about shows that the standard the officiating really needs. I think over the summer, I would recommend, I think the players in my team are thinking it's about time they start doing some summer camps again and start working the officiating to get the level of officiating back to the level it should be. These guys get paid. It's almost like, yes, it's expenses, they take it as a job. We do this week in, week out as volunteers, and we put every effort we possibly can into it. And we just think we've had it taken away from us today. That might not have been the result and the win, or we could have got a draw. We could have been going into overtime. We could be talking totally different. So I feel quite let down today, weather.
A positive you can draw from the game is something which you spoke deeply about before the game itself, which is your defence. Mm. That was amazing today. What do you take from that as a coach?
Yeah, what we take is that next season we need to be scoring and finishing our chances. You know, you look at that first period, we had, we talked about honesty in the changing room about, you know, what could I have done differently as a player during the game to actually have changed that scoreline and done something different? We should have gone at the end of the first 3-0 up. Parker had a chance back door, he openly admits it, he said he's not played the best game he's played. Bingo, Hazeldine, he got a breakaway, went top shelf, and if I recall that back as coach of the playoffs when we were in Solihull, a couple of years ago, he had a chance there and he missed it. He went to the same move over the shoulder and he just wasn't there. So we've got to come back, and we're still very, very young, you know, and we've got to come back with just a little bit more. It's all right saying we're young, but we've now got to start, you know, be a bit more clinical around the net. That will help our defence then. We've got to aim to be scoring 5 goals a game average. That's what we need to do. But we would get that. You know, you look at the points tallies from the guys around the season this year in the D sides and the winners team. That's because they're playing with great players. They're playing with Palex. They're playing with McKenzie's. You know, that contributes to them. You know, we've got guys, if we go back, they scored 50 points a season because they were playing with a solid dual national player, etc., which does bring our game on. But we're, you know, I'm off to Wales now. I'm driving off now. In fact, I might pop into your house for a cup of tea or something on the way past. But no, it's, you know, that's us done for the season. It's now time to rest, recuperate, get ourselves sorted. We've changed a lot. We've done a lot this season, and we look forward to next season.
You've highlighted there that this is the end of the season. You've got a very young team at Nottingham and they've come up through the ranks. It must be a sense of pride to say that we got these kids to this playoff weekend.
Absolutely. We got more as well. That's the thing. We've got scary. We've got a conveyor belt. I know we keep talking about it in social media, but we have got a conveyor belt. We were on the ice late last night, and myself and my coaching staff, and we had our Lions Academy session. We're on the ice till 11:30. We're passionate guys. We work hard. We believe in the development of our young players, and that will continue. You know, we've got lots to offer, and we just need, you know, we're now getting like 25 players on our training session and we're working. But the message out there is we've got a couple of guys who couldn't play today because the way the rules were set was that they didn't qualify for the criteria, which was a quarter of the games to qualify for the playoffs. What's wrong with bringing a couple of players in today? A couple of young guys, 18s, that maybe not even touch the ice, but they got to experience playoff hockey. It's all part of their experience, their journey. It's an opportunity that unfortunately was taken away from them. I think they need to go around the table again, not vote for this kind of rules. The league needs to offer the direction that is, if the kids are good enough, get them in the game, whether it's the playoffs or not. They are registered players and they should deserve that opportunity.
Matt, your passion is evident from what you're saying. Thank you very much for speaking to us. Well done on the game, yeah. And well done on the season. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Your efforts are really good. All right, thank you.